the tension that has built up over the past few months in the lead up to the election in Kenya leaves observers like me quite worried about what the outcome is going to be like. There seems to be a lot of polarization in the Kenyan society. Ethnicity still remains a thorny issue in the side of the government. I wish the election would be as peaceful as we saw the election in Rwanda a few days ago. I think ethnicity would pose a serious challenge for the land we should see in the country after the election tomorrow. And so let's be waiting with bated breath to see what happens. But in terms of the fortunes of both flag bearers, Uhuru Kenyatta and Raila Odinga, I think the election is too close to call now. Now, when you look at the economic boom Kenya has seen under Uhuru Kenyatta, you would say Kenya, as the economic powerhouse of East Africa, would give him a second chance. But then, look at the security challenges in Kenya. Look at cross-border attacks by Al-Shabaab. Look at the dozens, if not hundreds, of Kenyan defense forces that have been killed because of the government's foreign policy decision to take part in the military campaign in Somalia. Do these decisions ensure that food is put on the table of the ordinary Kenyan? Has the government been able to tackle bread and butter issues and other rudimentary needs of the ordinary masses of the Kenyan society? These are some of the currents that will run counter to the notion that this should be a walk in the park for Uhuru Kenyatta. And therefore, the election is too close to call, and Raila Odinga could pull off a surprise, or there could be a runoff based upon the trajectory of the exit polls we will see by the close of tomorrow.
Now, looking at the simmering tensions that have bedeviled Kenya in recent months, our former president, John Mahama, is leading a 15-member Commonwealth delegation to do some work in Kenya ahead of this election. What would you advise these stakeholders to be doing as of now to calm nerves and as the country goes to the polls tomorrow?
The observer missions are doing their best, I believe, at this point in time. The heads of various observer missions have had the opportunity to interact with the political parties of the two contending flag bearers, Raila Odinga and Uhuru Kenyatta. When you compare Kenya to Ghana, you realize that having people like Thabo Mbeki, Olusegun Obasanjo, and to a large extent helped with managing the tensions that would have on a normal day ensued the declaration of the electoral result.
You heard international relations and security expert Airbad Ibrahim.